are you going to sail it when I forbid it? You mock me! I'll flip you if you dare leave this house again!
Pray not hide me. My insides are all shuddery. I'm in the proceedings all day, sir.
And what are these proceedings here? When will you proceed to keep this house as you are paid £9 a year to do, and my wife not wholly well?
I made a gift for you today, Goody Proctor. I had to sit long hours in a chair and pass the time with sewing. Here, this doll.
Why, thank you, Mary. It's a fair puppet.
We must all love each other now, Goody Proctor.
Indeed, we must.
Mary, is it true there'll be 14 women arrested?
No, sir. There'll be 39 now.
What?
She's weeping.
Goody Osborne will hang.
Hang? Hang, you say? The deputy governor will permit
it? Defenster. He must. But not Sarah Good. For Sarah Good confessed, you see.
Confessed to what?
That she sometimes makes a compact with Lucifer. What? And wrote her name in his black book with her blood. And bound herself to torment Christians till God's thrown down. And we must all worship hell forevermore.
But surely you know what a jabberer she is. Did you tell them that?
Mr. Proctor, in open court, she nearly choked us all to death.
How choke you?
She sent her spirit out.
Oh, Mary, Mary.
She tried to kill me many times, Goody Proctor.
Why, I never heard you mention that before.
I never knew it before. I never knew anything before. When she come to the court, I say to myself, I must not accuse this woman, for she sleep in ditches and so very old and poor. But then she sit there, denying and denying, and I feel a misty coldness climbing up my back, and the skin on my skull begin to creep, and I feel a clamp round my neck, and I cannot breathe air, and then I hear a voice. A screaming voice, and it were my voice. And all at once, I remembered everything she'd done to me.
Why? What did she do to you?
So many times, Mr. Proctor. She'd come to this very door, begging bread and a cup of cider, and mark this, whenever I turned her away empty, she mumbled.
Mumbled? She may mumble if she's hungry.
But what does she mumble? You must remember, Goody Proctor, last month, a Monday, I think, she walked away, and I thought my guts would burst for 2 days after. Do you remember it?
Oh, I do. I think I...
And so I told that to Judge Hawthorne, and he asks her, Goody Osborne, says he, what curse do you mumble that this girl must fall sick after turning you away? And she replies, why, Your Excellency, no curse at all. I only say my commandments. I hope I may say my commandments, says she.
And that's an upright answer.
Aye, but then Judge Hawthorne says, recite for us your commandments. And of all the 10, she could not say a single one. She never knew no commandments. And they had her in a flat lie.
And so condemned her.
Why, they must when she condemned herself.
But the proof.
I told you the proof. It's hard proof. Hard as rock, the judges said.
You will not go to court again, Mary Warren.
I must tell you, sir, I will be gone every day now. I am amazed that you do not see what weighty work we do.
What work you do? It's strange work for a Christian girl to hang old women.
I am an official of the court. They say...
Official?
The devil's loose in Salem, Mr. Proctor. We must discover
where
he's hiding. I saved your wife's life today.
I am accused.
Somewhat mentioned...
Who accused me?
I'm bound by law. I cannot tell it. I only hope, Mr. Proctor, you'll not be so sarcastical no more. 4 judges and the king's deputy sat to dinner with us but an hour ago. I would have you speak civilly to me from this out.
Go to bed.
I'll not be ordered to bed no more, Mr. Proctor. I'm 18 and a woman, however single.
Oh, do you wish to sit up? Then sit up.
I wish to go to bed.
Good night, then.
Good night.